We'll begin with a prayer. Holy Spirit, we ask that you be with us now and give us hearts that are prepared to receive the comfort that you have for us in the final words of Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 13. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We come now to the final words of what, in my opinion, is the most precious section in all Holy Writ. The words read this way: Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. To kind of set the stage, go down into Egypt and Pharaoh's dreams. Genesis chapter 41. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored kine and fat-fleshed, and they fed in a meadow. And behold, 7 other kine came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. And the ill-favored and lean-fleshed kine did eat up the 7 well-favored and fat kine. So Pharaoh awoke. And he slept and dreamed the second time. And behold, 7 ears of corn came up upon 1 stalk, rank and good. And behold, 7 thin ears, and blasted with the east wind, sprung up after them. And the 7 thin ears devoured the 7 rank and full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. The king of Egypt was mystified and troubled by his 2 dreams. He didn't know what they meant. He called his soothsayers and his wise men. They couldn't unravel the mystery. And then finally it was told him there was a Hebrew in prison that's able to do this. So Joseph was taken from prison and brought before Pharaoh. And the Lord God revealed to Joseph the meaning of the dreams. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, The dream of Pharaoh is one. God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, it is because the thing is established by God and will shortly come to pass. In Scripture, the number 2 indicates either division or witness. The Lord God only has to say something once for it in order to be true. But when he says something twice and gives us a double shot, that indicates special importance and the certainty that what he says will come to pass very quickly. See how this relates to Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 10. And Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 13. In my opinion, we are pondering the most precious section in all Holy Scripture. Song of Solomon, Song of Songs, 2, verses 10 through 13. And God spake, my beloved spake, and said unto me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vine with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. You will notice that this very, very precious section of Scripture begins and ends with basically the same words. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. The double hit here emphasizes a certainty and also the fact that whatever is said here is going to come to pass very quickly. There is an urgency involved in this. Why does he twice in this very precious section of Scripture, why does he twice urge his bride to come away? And the answer is because very quickly, literally, all hell is going to break loose. The double emphasis indicates certainty and urgency. We've already come to the final judgment, a description of it, in the last part of chapter 1. Just to review, beginning at verse 15, Song of Songs, chapter 1. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes. Behold, thou art fair, my beloved, yea, pleasant. Also, our bed is green. The beams of our house are cedar, and our rafters of fir. We've already studied this in detail. We see very clearly when we do that, that it's talking about the final judgment and the new heavens and new earth. And now we have the same thing at the end or near the end of Song of Songs chapter 2. Another picture of the same thing. The final judgment and the final resurrection day. And this is going to happen very quickly. The double shot, quickly. Satan's not going to see this coming. There's another type of this in the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 19. When Christ tells his bride here in Song of Songs to come away, before she can come away, she has to leave where she is. And there's an urgency about this, as we said, because the place where she is standing is not going to stay very long. All hell is going to break loose. And we saw a type of this in Genesis chapter 19, selected verses. And the men, who were angels, said to Lot, hast thou here any besides son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters and whatever thou hast in the city? Bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. There's an urgency here. And it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad, they said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee. Neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Haste thee. Escape thither. For I cannot do anything till thou be come thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. There was an urgency here. Something happened very quickly. Something that nobody saw coming. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered Zoar. And it looked like any other pleasantly clear day. But then it happened. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord, and he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain, and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. It happened very unexpectedly. It happened very quickly. And you can still see evidences of it today. If you go over to the Dead Sea, the whole southern end of it is covered with water now. It didn't used to be. It's very shallow at the southern end, 6 to 8 feet or something like that. It has a very, very high salt content. It's also called the Dead Sea because nothing can grow there. The depth of it, except for that southern end, is about 1,237 feet. It's deep. Something happened there. It used to be as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. That's why Lot went down there. And now it's desolate. Nothing can live in the Dead Sea. It's one of the most desolate places on the face of the whole earth. And it happened very quickly. This is only the tip of the iceberg. And now we think of the words again of the bridegroom to his bride, "Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away." This is pictured for us in the New Testament parallel, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18, where in Lutheran circles we probably hear this read at every funeral. "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not," and notice, asleep, not dead, they're sleeping, "that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." There are many others who don't have any hope. Only those who have Christ have hope. "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord," this is not man's idea, "that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep." In other words, we're all going to walk into the new heavens and new earth together. No one goes before anybody else. "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." The dead in Christ, these are the elect, shall rise first. "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." Well, this is what the bride is referring to, the bridegroom, rather, is referring to when he says to the bride, "Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away." The arise is the resurrection from the dead. The come away is when we go to meet him in the air. And what is going to happen to this world the very moment that the last elect is taken off the face of the earth? Literally, all hell is going to break loose, and it's going to come very quickly, and it's going to be complete. No elect child of God will partake of it. There are in Scripture different things in the creation that remind us of the devil. Roaring lion would be one of them, seeking whom Satan may devour. Another would be Behemoth, were known to us as the dinosaurs that inhabited the land in days past. And another would be Leviathan, the sea monster breathing fire, terrifying. But the most terrifying animal points toward the Son of God. It's a lamb. And the wrath of the Lamb. When the bridegroom says to his bride, come away, and she comes, he's delivering her from something. The wrath of the Lamb, Revelation chapter 6, selected verses. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal. And lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. Notice the fig tree played a part here in the section we're looking at in Song of Songs. And when the heaven and the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. This is terrifying. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. They said unto the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Revelation 14, those who are left. And the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. A double shot. This is going to happen. For sure it's going to happen, and it's going to happen quickly. Babylon, another type of Satan and his kingdom. Now we're in Revelation 18, selected verses. And a mighty angel took up a stone, like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. Babylon, that great city, which took years and years and years and years and years to build, and it goes down in 1 hour. Very, very quickly. Nobody saw this coming. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman of whatever craft he shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. Not even one little candle. Satan's kingdom is a kingdom of darkness. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, and by thy sorceries all nations were deceived. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and of saints, and of all them that were slain upon the earth. It's going to happen. Double shot. And it's going to happen very, very quickly. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. The Great White Throne Judgment, Revelation 20, selected verses. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up. and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up out of the breadth of the earth and compassed the camps of the saints about the beloved city. A final war. A final world war. And Satan has gathered all of his forces surrounding the holy city. And then, very quickly and suddenly and unexpectedly, it happened. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. You can run, but you can't hide. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Scripture teaches clearly from Genesis to Revelation that the destruction, complete, total destruction of Satan and his wicked ones is going to happen before the great wedding of Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. And Scripture teaches very clearly over and over and over again that the destruction of Satan and his wicked ones and the marriage of the bridegroom to his bride go hand in hand. You can't have the one without the other. And so after the terrible description of the final judgment that we have in chapter 20 of Revelation, it's followed in chapter 21 by the wedding. The enemy has been put down forever. Between the enemy and the bride, there is a great gulf fixed, and they can't cross it. Revelation 21, then, And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. What a blessing it has been to be able to preach some sermons on Song of Solomon chapter 2, verses 10 through 13. In my opinion, the most precious section in all Holy Scripture. So let's end by reading them through just one more time. My beloved spake and said unto me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vine which with a tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away.